Back on Downtown, time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire, Hogan Road and State Street in Bangor, by the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in Mark Kalnin of Eastern Maine Sports on this Friday afternoon. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How's your Friday?
Good. At the end of the day, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got a big weekend coming up. State championships, high school baseball and softball. Let's just run through the games and see what you think of each of these. Let's start on the softball side. And what's your thought on the Class D matchup, Hodgdon and Searsport going at it?
Well, Searsport, kind of two local teams, right?
Yeah.
But Searsport, Anna Lang, probably one of the better pitchers around. She could compete in any class and be very, very good and keep her team in the game no matter what class she's pitching in. So with that, that's going to be tough to beat. But Hodgdon had a good run through the Northern Maine tournament, so it should be a good game.
All right, Class C. How about those Lynx of Matanuck taking on Halldale?
Yeah, they definitely. What a run by Matanuck. They were number two in the North tournament, and they got through that, and rather easily, actually. Had some big scoring games, good offense, but they're going to have the hands full. Halldale is the defending champion, and definitely have been the favorite in Class C all year.
Class B, it's a matchup of old Pine Tree Conference foes as Winslow and Gardner meet.
Yeah. Winslow came out of nowhere. Number 8 seed, they started things off in the quarterfinals by knocking off high-powered Nokomis, and they never stopped after that. Defeated Herman in the regional final, and quite a run. That should be a good game. Gardner's been tough all year in the South.
And Class A, Messalonsky dispatched with Skowhegan, and now they take on Biddeford.
Yeah, speaking of coming out of nowhere, right? Mm. Number nine seed, Messalonsky, they've been underdogs right from the get-go. In their play-in game, they were lowest seed, and all the way through, they were the lowest seed, and they came through. But Biddeford was number two in the South, and they got through that. Should be a good game at Augusta on tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's fantastic. We're talking with Mark Kalnin of Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. High school baseball state championships. Class D, the Machias Bulldogs take on St. Dom's.
Yeah, St. Dom's actually under 500. In the South there, but I think they only played one Class D team in the regular season, so it was kind of misleading there. And Machias, good run by them, get through a very tough competition in Searsport, and not Searsport, St. Dom's got by them, but Machias got by Stearns there in the regional final, and quite a run by them. That should be a good one tomorrow in Gorham.
And it looks like a good matchup in Class C, those Golden Bucks of Bucksport taking on Lisbon.
Yeah, this game in the Class A game in baseball should be really, really a lot of fun. Bucksport Lisbon could be two of the top five teams in the whole state in their Class C. Lisbon, the only undefeated team, and Bucksport, their only loss came to Ellsworth, who's in the state game in Class B. A lot of pitching there for both teams. Both teams deep in pitching, and it's going to be whoever can get on the board more. I mean, runs early going to be key because it's not going to take many runs to win this game.
In Class B, it's the Ellsworth Eagles meeting up with Freeport.
Yeah, Freeport's been there quite a bit recently. Fallen two out of the last three state championship games. But Ellsworth, what a win over Old Town the other night, a walk-off win. They've been the best team in Class B all year, and they need one more to come home with the title.
And in Class A, Bangor trying to add another title. They have been red-hot, hitting the cover off the ball lately. They take on Thornton Academy.
Yep, this is kind of what everybody expected throughout, I guess. Both were the number one seeds, and I think both teams deserve to be there, obviously. And pitching's going to come down to this one. An interesting note, though. The pitchers who pitched Saturday, if they went over the 95 pitch limit there, won't be eligible for this game. So some teams might have to go the number two or three, but that's why you need depth to win a championship, right?
That's excellent. Where will you be this weekend?
Most likely at the softball, Matanuck and Halldale. And I think Chris is going to be at the Class C baseball.
So excellent.
We'll see, but we'll have everything covered either way, all the scores and everything for you.
Eastern Maine Sports will have everything you need to know about what's going on in baseball and softball. Man, congratulations on what's been a big week in the Kalnin household. Your daughter completed a very successful theatrical run.
Yeah, yes. You follow me there on Facebook, and yes, great run. I'm very proud of her. She did a great job in Moana, and she got highest honors and all through the school year this year. So on to the senior year.
That's awesome. And then great news about your wife. She's got a brand new job.
Yes. She got a first grade job at first grade teaching job at Ridgeview in Dexter. So very proud of all.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, celebrate well this weekend. Enjoy the games, Mark. And we'll check in with you one more time next week to wrap up everything that's gone on this year.
Thank you, Rich. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. You too. Mark Kalnin, Eastern Maine Sports, here on Downtown. Our high school report is brought to you by Swetz Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. Buy the first. Dream first, because you can. First National Bank. Committed to the community, and by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.